Hello, hello. Welcome to episode 94 of Come Lose It with Matt Duncan. I'm your host, Matt Duncan. It's never been hosted by anyone else before. Maybe one day I'll get a guest host to do this. Maybe if you're a fan of the show, write me. Let me know if you want to guest host the pod. Take the reins for a day. I'm good with it. You want to take us into the triple didge? Because, you know, I am excited to get to the triple didge because that is where this podcast will die, somewhere in the triple didge. I don't know if it's going to be 800, 900, but it's going to take me like 40 years to get to 1,000 going at this pace. Like doing 25 in a year is big for me. Doesn't seem like I really ever break 20. So, you know what? We're at 94. We're having a good time. We're not going to think about the end of it because there's not a lot of pressure that I like to put on myself with this pod. I'd like to keep it just to 2 a month. And here we are in the middle, right in the middle point of March of 2023. And folks, we've made it. We've made it to the anniversary of the start of the pandemic. It's been 3 years. 3 years since shit shut down, since we didn't know what to do, didn't know what to wash, what to touch, buying gadgets to open doors. Everything stopped, TV, film. And we all bonded over Tiger. It's been so long, I just... Tiger King. It's been so long that I forgot that dumb 50 Minutes of Fame show was. He's rotting in jail. Nothing's changed there. Nothing will. But that brought us together. Oh, have you seen it? Have you seen it? Let's Netflix party and watch it. When was the last time you had a Zoom hangout? Has it been a while? I know it has for me. I know that period of time is over. Haven't Zoomed. Haven't Google Hangout. Haven't really done much of that. I did actually have an audition over Zoom for a TV show. And that was like an in-person Zoom audition. They didn't want to do a self-tape for it. Didn't get it, it looks like. I never book with Cookie. Cookie's one of the casting directors in Toronto that books all the day player roles. Canadian casting, Robin D. Cookie. But it's nice. I get an audition with her once every 5 years or so. And it's like she's watching the Up series, but it's my life. She gets to check in on me and see how much I've aged since I was a young 22-year-old, 23-year-old auditioning for the show The Pacific. Didn't get that one either. But give it to me here, folks. It was a lead role. It was the lead role that I auditioned for. Because back in the day when you're that young, you get to audition for the big things. But once you're old like me, they just go, Jesus, just paint him into the background of The Wizard of Oz. Don't even make him a munchkin. Just make him a matte painting in the back. But guys, I'm not getting down on myself because I know whenever I talk about the biz and how brutal it is right now, it gets me down. And I'm not going to do that for you because you are looking for someone to help you stay motivated. Sometimes all you got to do is buy a new dresser because that's what I did. I bid on it. There's a site that you can do it. And I knew I don't want to test how high I was going to go, but I paid enough. I paid enough for it, but it's beautiful and it's. And one day I will pass it down, I will sell it, I will give it to someone. I don't know. But it ain't going to a fucking street, it ain't going to a curb. I'm not even thinking about that with this beautiful new dresser. Now, folks, we have talked. You've seen the episode description of this pod. Okay, this is a pro fast food fitness podcast, one of the only in the biz. If you ask anyone, if you ask Tony Little, if you ask Suzanne Summers, they ain't going to be saying go eat some fast food and then work out later. Okay? In moderation, you got to try stuff. And you know McDonald's is my gal. And when something comes out, I have to try it. Now, the last time I gave you a review, it was of the Grand Mac, Remember the Grand Mac? It was just a more gigantic Big Mac. And it was no good. It was no good. It was too much. Whenever they fuck with the Big Mac, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because I'm such a staunch supporter of the original that I don't like change. But the Grand Mac didn't do it. And now they're finally putting a pickle on a chicken burger at McDonald's. Have they ever done it? Why don't they put a dill on a chicken burger? That is the thing right now. If you go to Popeyes, you get a chicken sandwich somewhere from a gourmet place, they put a pickle on that chicken, and it's delicious. So obviously the Big Mac is now a chicken Mac. It's a chicken tower, a tower of chicken, separated by mayo and bread, a bit of lettuce, and then pickles and onions. So I figured I just got to get out of the way and try it. And I knew going into it, I don't know what's going on with the kids that are working at the McDonald's, but they are having a difficult time with McChickens and stuff lately. They're overcooking them. I don't know if it's a health thing or they just got to nuke it, but I find them to be very dry. I haven't had a decent McChicken in years. Okay. And so I knew with this chicken tower, they were going to make the patties even smaller. They're going to be thinner, obviously. And that means they're going to be even drier. And I prepared myself. I knew it was going to happen. Look, this isn't my first time, folks. I've been doing this a long time. I knew it was going to taste like I can put all the chemicals, like there are probably forever chemicals in my body from the amount of McDonald's I've had. But I can put them together like a little chemistry set. And I can call them and I can look at something and go, this is what it's going to taste like. So with the chicken tower, it's exactly what it was. It's just like a dry Big Mac without the goods, the real, the meaty beef. I'll give it a 6 out of 10. I don't know if I would get it again. It's not calling to me. I think I would just stick with the McChicken if I were to go. But of course, in the Big Mac world, you know, you just got to go with what works. And that is a signature. You don't mess. I don't know what it is about them. What's fuck with the Big Mac? Has anybody asked the Big Mac if he wants that? So we talked about the 3-year mark. We've talked about the current state of acting. Now, before we move into the birthdays, we just got to talk about how, you know, I haven't blocked. But apparently Elon, he's like bought a town in Texas or something like that. He's going to like move all his companies to this town. It's going to be Tesla. It's going to be that boring co. It's going to be SpaceX. And they're all going to live in this town in Texas. It's going to be houses. I guess people will walk to work. It'll just be a Elon Musk type of town. But he did make sure to consult with the important people. Grimes. I love that he's like building a town. He's like, what do you think, Grimes? What do you think, Grimes? Who the fuck? I do not know who Grimes is. I've never listened to her music. But without further ado, the budget has been increased here, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, Grimes. This is exactly what I pictured her music sounding like. Can't you just see Elon Musk like dancing in a weird corner of the house by himself? Oh, hey, Grimes. Grimes, do you have any thoughts on the town, like how you should run a town? Is this like this kind of music just starts playing at 7 a.m. every day? Oh, fuck. It's the Grimes alarm. We better get to Tesla. Cars are on fire again. The other person that he apparently asked for some help was Mr. Kanye West, right? Now, so we know what's not allowed in this town. If you were talking to Kanye, probably Jews. It's probably like, you know what, Elon? No Jews? Because he's got some issues with the Jews all of a sudden. It kind of came out of nowhere, Kanye. I still am kind of like, what? What the hell? Oh, man. I can't. He is sick, and I can't talk about him too much because you can tell he's someone that never looks you in the eye when he talks to you, and he's always like looking over the top of your right shoulder. He's one of those people, you know, no eye contact. It's so hard to focus when people do shit like that, but I'm sure Kanye and Grimes are going to have a fantastic time helping Elon make his own little Texas town. Maybe they'll find some oil. That'd be cool. Have a little Beverly Hillbillies, you know, add to his wealth, you know. Well, I'm not going to, if they have a theme park, I'm probably going to come visit. What am I going to do? Not go? Hopefully it's not an anti-Semitic town. If it is, then I won't go. Okay. I won't go. I won't fucking go. It's a Nazi town. But I'm sure, like, Grimes is going to have some really cool ideas, like put houses upside down, some on their side. I can see her, like, wanting, like, a side house. Put that house on its side. Trust me, people will come in from the bottom of the house. Like, she thinks it's just, like, a piece of plywood going across the bottom. She'll make it work. She is Grimes. She is a goddamn artiste. Okay? More Grimes before we move on to the birthday. Have you heard enough Grimes yet? Oh my God, she's gonna sue me. She's gonna sue me. Anyway, that's how I be rocking. That's how I be rolling in the opening turd. But now, folks, we got to get to the real stuff here. All right, we got some hot birthdays today. Sosie Bacon. Sosie, she's 31. Kevin Bacon, that's how old Kevin Bacon is now, man. He's got a 31-year-old. I think she was in that Smile movie. You know the movie Smile, the horror film Smile? Didn't watch it, but I remember the cover. I think that was Sosie. David Cronenberg is 80 years old. Canadian legend, director. Weird dude. He looks scary. He's 80. Man, Judd Hirsch is 88. You know who he is from Independence Day. Or if you're an old fogey like me, the show Taxi. It's before my time. Andy Kaufman died in the year I was born. But I know because the reruns played a lot when I was a kid. Okay? Frances Conroy, 70. Oh my God. Actually, she's younger than I thought she'd be. Frances Conroy. The mom from 6 Feet Under. I really like her work. She's very cool. Who else we got here? Lawrence Tierney. Dead 21 years now. He would have been 103 or so. Almost, sir. He's definitely been in movies and stuff, but I think I remember him as Elaine Bennis's dad on the hit show Seinfeld. Isn't that fantastic? Remember that episode?
What are you doing going out with that giant? You're not walking with me in that candy cane.
Remember he was doing that?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Who else we got? Jimmy Baio? Listen, I don't know who Jimmy Baio is. He's 61. He's got to be related to Scotty, right? Jimmy Baio, he looks like he could be his little brother. Probably hasn't acted in a very long time because he's got a very young photo. He was on Soap. I guess that was his last big thing, Soap, the show Soap. I remember that was one of the first things I watched on Netflix when it came out, was Soap. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. He is a cousin of Scott Baio. Okay, I don't want you to get carried away. So maybe he doesn't see eye to eye. Eye to eye, you know? That's what I'm friggin' hoping. And, you know, I think that pretty much does it, folks. Yeah, there's not a lot of other people that I seem to care about. So we're going to call it. We're going to call it. And we're going to move on to the fitness update.
Fitness update. fitness update.
So I haven't been fasting. It's been a couple weeks now. It's been rough. I'm just trying to get through it. And I am still trying to, you know, tone up the exercise. So I have been working out. I worked out Monday. I worked out Tuesday. I'm trying to have a good week of exercise and try to get myself back on that fasting saddle. I just haven't had the mind space for it yet to get back there, you know. But, yeah, and I don't want to get on the scale because I did all that work, you know. And I don't want to go look on that scale and then I'm all fucked up. So we continue on. I don't think there's really any other health things that I'm going through other than, you know, the constant on off of my back. It seems to be getting better. I really hurt it a couple weeks ago where I felt like I was back to square one. And now it feels like the whole thing is feeling better. Better than it has in a while. So I don't know what to do with these backs. It's new benefit time. It's new benefit season. I had to get a new doctor's note. So I'm gonna keep up with the massages. I'm gonna keep up, get back into that physio at some point. And I might try some chiropractor. Might give that a shot for just see if it does anything. It's such a tricky thing to navigate that because anyone you talk to, they're like, some people will just get you jazzed for it and other people get you really scared. Oh, you got to know who to trust. You got to trust your guy. How do I gain trust until I'm, do we just go to coffee first for a bit? Watch a movie with him? See what his vibe's like? Like, does he laugh in horror movies or something? What's he laughing at? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to build trust? How am I supposed to know to trust the chiro? So that's kind of the things that I'm thinking about these days, you know? And hopefully I find the right one. God, there should be like a reality show for this or something. God damn it.
Health news.
News that is health related.
Okay, we got a couple of quick topics here to talk about. One of them is how toilet paper may be a major source of forever chemicals in wastewater. You may not realize it, but various everyday products like adhesives, food packaging, and cookware contain certain chemicals called PFAS to make them resistant to heat, oil, grease, or water. So the problem with some of these PFAS is I guess that they're found in toilet paper, and that is one thing that we flush a hell of a lot of into the sewage system. And it just, I guess, leaches everywhere else. It's like you can't outrun these things, man. What are we supposed to do? We're using bidets. We're using less of the toilet paper. What do you want from us? Really, it's, you know, like, there's a new plan to develop wastewater pollution limits, apparently. They got to start watching it because you can't destroy it. And the wastewater technologies don't destroy it either. So what are you going to do? Eventually, it gets into the lakes, the streams, the groundwater, and it's back in our body and it can't go anywhere. It just seems like it's another thing that we are putting on to the kids of tomorrow. Oh, by the way, I've got lots of people with young kids. It's like, oh man, they got no idea. They got no idea what's coming. And they'll probably find out a lot sooner than we would when we were kids because knowledge is on the tip of their nail. So by the time they're like 8, they'll probably know. They'll probably know. They'll be like, fuck. Kids 8 years old started smoking a lot again. That's weird. You know, I heard my grandfather started smoking when he was 8 years old, and I think it's going to start up again. I think we're going to see 8-year-olds vaping. Got their little baby jewels out there because it's a lot to take in. It's going to be a lot. So we just got to find a way to get through it together. You know what I mean? The other topic I wanted to talk about was dysania. Have you ever heard of dysania? It's something that it's a term to describe an almost inability to get out of bed in the morning. Now, I got really worried because I got a bit of that Charlie Bucket grandparent in me. Okay. Stay in bed for the rest of my life. Sometimes I like to get back in bed after I get up, have a coffee. I like to watch stuff. I don't just lay there though and stare at the ceiling. Like if I'm in bed, I'm listening to a podcast, I'm watching something. Usually it's like a watching something on the TV, but they're saying like if you stay over an hour in bed when you're not sleeping, you've got this dysania. So I think it's more people who just can't get out of bed. They can't get out of bed, right? It's not me. I can get out of bed. I got out of bed. I took the garbage out today. 7:30 in the morning. I got back in the bed. So here's something to think about, though. Do people that are disane know they're disane? Is that why I feel like I'm not disane? I don't have that dysania. Is it working like that? I don't know. Such conditions like depression, chronic fatigue syndrome, diabetes, heart disorders, fibromyalgia, they could be an underlying condition that is keeping you in bed and be more serious. It accompanies these feelings. It's a real inability. I get that. I've been there. Well, you know, if that's the case, if I do have dysania, then like there's all these other diseases coming out right now. I hope that I can get a little sympathy. You know, could I get disability for it? Holy crap. Make sure you check out, well, we'll get to that and all that shit. You know what? I'm going to try and keep it brief. I'm going to try and keep it to a time that's just, you know, I think I said this before. We're going to have one a month that is just like a shorter pod, 25, 28 minutes. And then we're going to have the normal ones that are around 44. But we're gonna mix it up. We're going to just come in. We're going to swoop in. We're going to talk about some things. You know, we're going to, if we're feeling like it, we're going to play Grimes. Who I'm going to break every heart till it's no man's land. And we're going to have a good time doing it. So I don't know if this episode is actually going to play. I don't know if it's going to be flagged. I've now played a lot of Grimes in it. Grimes, and if you are listening, sorry, I didn't ask you first. If you want to send that monster you procreated with after me, then I'll take a block or whatever on Twitter. You can block me, whatever it is. I don't really care. So let's quickly talk. The Oscars happened last Sunday. The clocks went ahead. Everything's a lot brighter. It's 5:44, still very bright out. That's nice. That's nice. Doesn't feel like it's evening yet. It's only going to get brighter. So the Oscars happened. I actually did watch them this year. It was kind of the first time in a while that I checked into them for the whole thing, really. And, you know, it was cool to see Everything Everywhere All at Once win all those awards. And, you know, they stuck to the script as far as who you thought was going to win for the most part. It starts to feel like it's being a bit put on, though, doesn't it? I mean, it always does every year. This is a TV show. As I've said many a time before, first and foremost, film actors are trying to get on this TV show. It's the only TV show they really care about. Golden Globes maybe, but the Oscars, it's important for their career, for their money, for their finance, but also they want that statue because it's a TV show. If it wasn't televised, well, then we'd feel like about the Oscars like we do the Governor General Awards that they show a clip of during the Oscars that aren't televised. Does anybody care about those? Does there feel like there's a big gap between those and the main Oscars? Is there really a gap, though? It's because they're televised, because it comes on a scripted show with speeches and dancing. It's a variety show. It's Johnny Carson in the 60s. It's a Carolyn Burnett, you know? So I like it to watch it because I know what it is. It's a TV show. So you actors out there who are film actors and you stick up your nose at TV, don't bullshit me. You want to be on that show. You'd be on that show every year if you could. Some people don't like to be there, like Hugh Grant. You know, it's always fun when someone shows up and they clearly don't want to be there because I don't think they've ever been invited properly, let's say, when you're just a small role in a movie that I don't even know if it was nominated for anything. Maybe for some other, for writing, I don't know. Kind of a ridiculous thing to have random cast people there. Yeah, I get it. But they obviously just, we're still reeling on that show you did with Nicole Kidman. We wanted to see you and Nicole together again, Hugh. We wanted to see you guys on the red carpet, but we didn't see you on the red carpet, did you? Because you were being a little goofball there. You didn't want to answer any questions. You were giving the fucking lady the Tommy Lee Jones. Tommy Lee Jones is not fun to interview. He's a yes and no type of guy. He doesn't elaborate. Yes, no, yes, no. That's what I've heard by people who have interviewed him. Word of mouth from interviewers. The other thing I want to talk about is, you know, Freddie Prinze Jr. He came out. It's always funny because when you hear stuff like this, when it comes out like 20 years later, 25, over 25 years, when he did I Know What You Did Last Summer, a dumb slasher film, but I was the right age at the right time. You know, I was like 12 when that movie came out, and we were like sneaking into the movies to see it, and Buffy was in it, and it was fun. It was fun. Apparently the director was a nightmare to him. Was like psychotic. Was just didn't want him in it. So he made his life hell. And apparently that director hasn't really worked much since. Doesn't look like he's done a hell of a lot of directing when you're berating. And come on, Freddie Prinze Jr. He's a bit of a Hollywood royal in some regard. I wouldn't say he's quite the Nepo baby, but his dad was somebody before his untimely demise at age 22. Very young. But I feel like it feels like Freddie Prinze Jr. has had some issues. And it's nice to see an actor talking about like when they have a shitty experience on set. And then he's just calling them out. He called out Kiefer Sutherland, said that he was an asshole to work on with 24. He was on the later seasons of it. And now this director. So, you know, you think he's just a big, happy, smiley guy doing the Scooby-Doo movies, but he's going to let you know now that he's getting older. He's probably in his mid to late 40s. And he's like, yeah, fuck that guy. Now, here's the funny thing about the pod. I keep getting these, like, suspicious or fake sponsorship requests. Listen, I don't know if you're real or not. It doesn't really make sense to me that you'd be interested in this podcast. I don't promote it. This is a little secret podcast for people to stumble across, and they have all over this world. My listeners are global. We're in Germany. We're in Ireland. We're in China. We're in Japan. We're even in Russia. Haven't cracked North Korea yet. But I get these emails every once in a while, and people are asking me if I want to do some sponsorship. And, you know, it's like you can tell that it's like a template. They're probably just like running my email, finding it from somewhere. They might be in comelose.wordpress.com. I don't know. I don't know. But check out the site. It'd be nice to get some sponsorship since, you know, Anchor threw me off. And they're not even Anchor anymore. Now they're just Spotify for podcasters. But yeah, I don't know. is this like a new thing? There's just so many insane ways to scam you via phone, via email, via text. Now it's just insane. I can't keep up with it. And this is one where I'm like, oh, this could be good. This is one you're getting like, you're finally, one's finding the right thing to say to me. These goddamn scammeroos. But yeah, you know, time goes on, guys. We've got episode 95 coming up at the end of the month. I'll try and make it a little bit bigger. I'm starting to think about getting a guest on. I know I always say that, but we're definitely getting there to have someone to talk to. So, hey, we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to like. Make sure to rate on your favorite podcatcher. We got through some things today. Thanks to Grimes for all the music. Enjoy Survivor tonight, folks. It's back.